Hello, evers and nevers, and welcome back to SGE with S&G. I'm Gail.
I'm Sam.
And in this bonus episode, we're doing a bonus episode this week, we are going to be taking three quizzes.
So first off, we've got Who Said What?
This is on Quotev.
By Lila. One of the two. L-E-I-L-A. Then secondly, we've got Which School for Good and Evil Class Are You? By Kenzie Christie. And lastly, we've got The School for Good and Evil, Your SGE Boyfriend by Allah the Great. So let's get into it. This will be fun. So we're starting with the Who Said What.
The Who Said What, it's more of a trivia, if you get what I mean. So we are not allowed to look at each other's computers.
Ah, okay.
And then we'll say what we answered at
so
the end.
So the first question, will it let us, or will it just tell us if it's correct or not?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll just see. So the first little thingy, it's a question, is, oh, I'm sorry, did Cinderella go to class for a happy ending? Did Snow White find true love and then go do homework? Then our options are Tedros, Sophie, Agatha, Beatrix. Okay, I think I know who this is.
Honestly, I'm confused with this one.
It didn't tell me if it's right.
See how many we got then.
So I clicked, who did you click? I clicked Sophie.
I clicked Sophie.
Okay.
I think, yeah, I clicked Sophie.
So, sorry.
This one is, of all the tales in all the kingdom, in all the woods, you had to walk into mine. No, I know this one, but I don't remember.
Okay, and our options are Agatha, Nicola, Hort, and Tedros.
These are spoilers, I guess. Yeah, these are in later books.
Oh, that's true.
But it's not really telling that much. So you might just think it's a random character.
I don't know who this is. I'm going...
Okay, I clicked my answer.
I did too. Who'd you click?
Agatha.
I clicked Tedros. I don't think Tedros ever said that, yeah.
Is it? Maybe.
Can I go back?
No, don't go back.
I can go back.
You have to keep Tedros.
Okay. So our third question is, only once you destroy who you think you are, can you embrace who you truly are? And this one's easy. I got this one. I know this one. The answers are Professor Manley, Eric, Dean Dovey, or Raffle.
I thought that was Lady Lesso.
It's Professor Manley.
Yeah, that's what I clicked.
Okay, your turn.
You see, it doesn't matter who we are, Sophie. Blank leaned so close she just had to whisper. It's what we do.
The options are Dovey and Lady Lesso.
I did Lady Lesso.
So did I. So the next, or fifth question is, we can't all be princesses because someone has to clap when I go by. Our answers are Kiko, Agatha, Sophie, Beatrix. I clicked Sophie.
I clicked Sophie. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, me neither. Or maybe it's Beatrix?
You have to keep it.
We're just casually failing here.
This is number six. You're forgetting something very important about me. I'm a villain.
So then we've got Annadale, Hester, Eric.
I did Hester. I did Hester, yeah.
Okay, so then our seventh quote is, it was never Sophie, it was always Agatha. Which boy said this? Tedros, Chaddock, Tristan. It has to be Tedros. Why would Tristan ever say that?
Oh, I don't know. This is a spoiler. In the second book, I don't know, for some reason I pictured Tristan saying this in the tree.
He probably does, and I said that's wrong. You're right, I think.
I don't think he even did.
I don't think he did, though, but he might have. I think he did.
That's just what came to
mind. So then, question eight, Gail, go ahead.
The best villains make you doubt. Dean Dovey, Tedros, Millicent, it's totally Millicent, or Hester. I know these quotes, I don't know who said them.
I know who said it.
I'm saying Dean Dovey.
It was Tedros.
Oh my gosh, it was!
Yeah, because he's like evil women or whatever.
Yeah.
So then our ninth quote is, it's the danger of fairy tales. Sometimes one story opens another. Then we've got Tedros, Sophie, Agatha, and Eric. I have no idea.
I'm going Eric.
Bro, I didn't click the thing yet.
Oh, okay. I went Eric.
Tedros, Sophie, Agatha, Eric. I honestly think it's Eric too, because like he's Lady Lesso's spoiler. Extreme spoiler. He's Lady Lesso's son, which is...
Yeah. I'll put spoilers in the description.
Yeah. So then we don't have to worry. Okay. That's danger. I feel like Agatha would say that. I think Agatha.
The last question is, was this quiz easy or hard? It was...
It was pretty hard.
Honestly, it was hard.
So the options are super easy, super hard. It was okay. I'm clicking hard.
Last question. Should I add more questions? Yeah, sure. It's cool.
Yes. Okay. Oh, 91%.
Oh, you answered. She answered two more questions. I got 73%. Good job. Okay. Good enough. Yours is good job.
Yours is good enough.
That's and amazing. Sam took the win. What are we doing next?
We're going to the School for Medieval Class. I wonder which questions you got wrong. I don't know. It didn't show me. Or maybe it did and I just deleted it. Whoops.
No, it doesn't show you.
Well, we know which two I got right. No?
Which two you got wrong? Which one?
Which two I got right that you got wrong.
Oh.
Whatever. Okay, let's go to the School for Medieval Class quiz again. This is by Kenzie Christie.
KenzieCrystai.
Yep. Oh, we can link the quizzes in the
We'll try to link
description.
Them.
We'll try to link them.
Okay, so the first one is, should we just read the whole question?
Yeah.
So, are you an ever or a never? I'm an ever.
I'm a never.
So, let's click that. Pick a trait you strongly feel you have. I think we should do this for each other, I guess.
No, it's fine, whatever. Uh-huh. Options are caring, elegance, old taste, manipulative, sweet, and ugly face, unique style, good instincts, plotting, a pretty face. Okay, well, I'm going to nix a pretty face and an ugly face because that's kind of boring. And that's not really a trait. Well, is that a trait? I feel like traits are more like personality.
I think I have okay instincts.
If that's good instincts. Just put that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
I'm going to go for... I don't know. Good instincts, old taste.
I don't know, just...
I'm just going to... Or plotting. I don't know.
I feel like I'm good at plotting.
I want to put plotting. Why not?
Pick another trait you strongly feel you have.
The first one is good social skills.
Vanity, outgoing, good social skills, independence, courteousness, concern for others, strong personality, intelligence, thirst for revenge, or good leadership.
I was so confused because I guess the options are different in both of our computers. I thought you were just reading it out of order for fun, and I was like, what?
No, they're the same options, just different
good order. Social skills, no, outgoing, independence, vanity.
I think you're supposed to choose for each other. It's weird to do it.
Yeah, but it'd also be weird if I picked thirst for revenge for someone else.
I know. I think you are outgoing.
Me?
Okay, do intelligence.
That's then. A huge lie, and you know it. No, I can see you outgoing. Doing your lying expression.
No. You're outgoing, like you do cool stuff.
I'm not outgoing. Do you know what outgoing means?
I'm kidding.
Overachieving? Intelligence. Okay. No, I'm picking for myself.
Oh.
I'll pick for you. You are definitely outgoing.
Thank you. Good. Great.
Okay, this is the last trait one, I swear. Okay, we have to pick another trait. And our options are uptight, selfish, love for animals, commanding, creativity, good heart, love for books, soul, selfish, selflessness, and superficial.
Okay. I'm going for soul.
I'm going for creativity.
I don't even know what soul means. If you actually went to the School for Good and Evil,
what do you think you'd be ranked for as
your quest?
Okay, I'd like to think
that I'd be a leader.
I would like to be ranked as a leader.
She took the test.
I took the test and I got a henchman. However, I'm going to put leader because this is
a test.
When I go to the School for Good and Evil, I will be ranked as a leader.
What do you prize the most? Kindness, personality, courteousness, beauty, being different, safety, being in control, socializing, revenge, and stories. Personality, that's like everything.
Yeah, personality is the most important. Yeah,
that's everything in it.
How much do you value your appearance? Options are, it's pretty much the most important part of my life. I want to look good, but I'm not that crazy about how I look. It's not that important to me, and it's pretty much the least important part of my life.
I want to look good, but I'm not that crazy about how
I look. Yeah, I agree. Because I think it's important to look presentable.
Yeah.
And take care of yourself, too.
Pick a favorite drink out of these. Fruit punch, water, sparkling water, lemonade, milk, juice, wine, soda/pop, chocolate milk, or milkshake. I'm going... Lemonade.
I'm gonna go for water.
Lemonade is great.
Oh, a favorite drink. Chocolate milk, dude.
Pick your favorite image from these. Okay, we have to open these images.
No, what? Oh, no.
Okay, this is gonna...
These are a lot of images. Okay, I'm opening the images.
I really hope none of these are,
explicit links. Oh, okay.
That's totally stupid.
Okay, so the first image I have is of, like... Oh, is it in the same order for you? Go to the first image. Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
So the first image is of, like, makeup and stuff.
The second is of a witch.
Next is a prince and princess.
On a unicorn.
Okay, then my fourth doesn't work.
Wait, let's read the description for the fourth.
Fifth is, like, a fat bunny. Fifth is a fat bunny and a smaller fat bunny.
On it.
Then it's a bear trap. The sixth is a bear trap. Seventh failed to open. Eighth is a man putting an umbrella on a dog. That sounds mean, but... Ninth is Circus of Talents. Tenth...
I don't know. I like the tenth.
I don't know what it is. I think it's the Blue Forest, maybe?
Okay. I'm choosing the tenth.
I have not chosen yet. I don't want that. Okay, I'm down to the prince and princess versus the fat bunny. I'm going to go for the fat bunny, which I can't remember which.
I think it's we'll say it's that I think one it's this after one, right? Henchman, yeah.
Let's check.
Yep, it is.
I'm going for the fat bunny, which is E.
Okay, next question.
Who is your favorite faculty member from SGE?
Lady Leonor. Ooh, spoiler. Lesso, Pollux, Professor Sheba Sheeks, Castor, Professor Emma Anemone, Professor Bilius Manley, Yuba the Gnome, Princess Uma, Dean Clarissa Dobie, or Professor Augustine Lesso.
Yeah, definitely. Hold up. Yeah.
And what do you think your favorite class at the School for Good and Evil would be if you were an ever or a never?
Wait, we can zoom in on the picture. Oh, if I were an ever?
Or a never. Didn't it say that?
Yeah. No, I can't see.
Yep, it's if you were an
ever. Oh, okay. Never. Beautification, uglification, etiquette and chivalry, henchman training, animal communication, curses and death traps, history of heroism and villainy, good deeds, special talents, surviving fairy tales. Honestly?
Surviving fairy tales, sounds like. Or special.
Curses and death traps, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to do surviving fairy tales. I feel like that's everything. You learn it with your group, so you kind of stake out. You're like, that guy's going to kill me in 10 years. True. No, I'm kidding.
I'm going for curses and death traps, because that sounds interesting. What School for Good and Evil class are you?
I'm surviving fairy tales.
I'm curses and death traps. Okay, so that quiz literally hinged on one question.
No, maybe it didn't.
Okay, wait, let's read the things.
I'm surviving fairy tales. Surviving fairy tales is taught by multiple forest group leaders, one of which is Yuba the Gnome. You've extremely good instincts. I did do good instincts. You value safety and you always let those around you know if something feels wrong. You may come off as uptight to people who are more daring than you. You prefer solitude sometimes, but you love spending time with your friends and family. Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, mine's a little darker. It says, Curses and Death Traps is taught by Lady Leonora Lesso, Dean of Evil in the first book, and spoiler, Dean Sophie of Woods Beyond later. You are very cunning and you know how to get you want. You can plot and scheme your way to victory and you do it well.
See, you did plot as one.
Sometimes you can come off as very selfish or rude to other people. As any other respectable part of evil, you take revenge seriously and people who wrong you will regret it very quickly. So I feel like that's kind of inaccurate because I'm not an evil, violent sociopath.
Except you are an evil.
I am evil,
apparently. I feel like that's just a good class. I'm happy with my result.
Yeah, I'm happy with my result too.
Okay, next. This is the one we've all been waiting for. Have we taken one of these before? It's the School for Good and Evil.
Boyfriend.
Your SGE boyfriend.
By all of the great. ALA. Then the great. Okay, so first question. Hi, let's begin the quiz with the worst question. Favorite color? Okay, so the first option is, where am I traveling? Who am I with? What are their preferences? Do I have a horse? What color is the horse wearing? And what do I have on hand? Is there a beauty salon nearby? Second, IDK. I don't like pink, though. Third, pink, and I really don't know what people have against it. Fourth, all the colors are fine, I guess. I don't really have a preference. Fifth, I hate everything, and the only color I like is black, like the blood of the enemies that I've poisoned. Me, that's dark. Oh, that's the person commenting on that. Okay. And colors are trivial things that serve no important purpose other than to validate a sense of style. I want there to be an option that says blue.
I like black, so I guess
I like black. Like, yeah, blue and black are my favorite colors.
I like gray a lot. Okay, next. Who do you think would fit you the most? I don't know. I can throw mushrooms. Rafel, Tedros, Chaddock, Hort, definitely. I don't know. This is supposed to be D. I'm going to
Hort is the best.
Choice of weapon is?
IDK, whatever's on hand. I know how to be resourceful. Dagger or knife, anything. Hostages, threats, and ruthless murder, among other things. My bare hands, magic, what else? I think IDK whatever on hand. I know how to be resourceful. That's probably good.
Yeah, I'm bringing magic. What else? That's always on hand.
Oh, that's also true.
Next. Are you an ever or never? And the person says, if you don't know, check out my quiz for it, as well as my third-year tracking quiz, trial by trial.
Ooh!
We can use those later. We'll definitely or check out this person's profile.
Yeah.
So, okay. Ever or never, I'm a never.
Never.
Are you
great.
Sure?
Are you sure about all your answers?
Yes or yes. I'm going for the one on the left.
I did too.
Thank
you. Bye. Have a good day. Okay, bye.
Go for the right.
JK, that wasn't the last question. Oh, they're playing mind games. I've added, who do you want to be your SG boyfriend? Hort, obviously.
I don't remember. I don't know.
No! No! Ah, pain.
Wait. What's Rayful? Oh, these are people from the next. Is Ryan in the next? Is Ryan in book 5?
I don't know. I can't remember when he first shows up. I keep forgetting.
I mess up the names. Ryan?
Yeah, he's in book 5.
Yeah, I liked him. Because his brother was the creepy one.
You got Tedros.
No.
I got Japheth. So
I got Japheth.
I love though, honestly. No, I love Japheth.
Like Ryan.
Japheth is so cool.
No, but no, because Japheth was just like not even evil. He was just like ruthless.
Yeah, he was great. I love Japheth.
I mean, Ryan was kind
of. Okay, no, but I wanted Japheth and Eric to be together. Also, yeah, I don't think Japheth is really interested.
I got Tedros, who I was probably hoping for the whole time. Lol. No, I did not want Tedros. That's not bad. I think I've had him before. I mean, honestly, I'm not super mad, but I do Ryan. I mean,
yeah, I'm kidding. I wanted Hort, but I mean, I like Japheth also, probably like second. But like, him and Eric are just like meant to be, dude. Also, yeah, Japheth is definitely not interested.
Anyway.
Also, the picture they used is a snake.
For Tedros, they just put a little...
Snakes have pretty cool nostrils.
Little crown. Anyways, don't get sad, because just as we were about to finish up the episode, Sam saw who is your lover, Marauders era, so we're taking that as
this
a bonus
is by
thing.
Shadow Queen, and we are very excited. So first question,
starting
which
strong.
House are you in? Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin.
I'm a Gryffindor.
I'm a Slytherin. I think I'll just say Ravenclaw, because like, why
which
not?
Which one should I say?
Gryffindor, so we get different results maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Personality. Shy but intelligent.
Always wearing a mask.
Curious and observant.
Bold and brave.
Bubbly and happy. I'll do curious and observant.
Wait, no, I pick for you. Don't click it. Don't click it. Okay, you click for me, I click for you.
Okay, go.
That made no sense. Okay, Gail, I'm going to pick
bold and brave.
Curious and observant or bubbly and happy. But that doesn't mention anything about your intelligence, so I'm going to say curious and observant.
Oh, you can pick more than one.
Oh.
Ooh. How about?
If we can pick all of them?
I'm picking all of them
except for always wearing a mask. Animagus form. German Shepard, Shepherd, Wolf, Snake, Fox, Cat, some magical creature. I think being a fox or a cat.
What do you think I am? I think I'd be a wolf.
Or a wolf.
German Shepherd.
I'm gonna go for a wolf.
I think I'd be some magic. Oh, if you do not know, I might have mentioned this before. I've taken the Patronus quiz on Pottermore or Wizarding World
of Pottermore.
Yes, I think they changed the title. It's not Wizarding World. And I got a doe as my Patronus, which
but then
is
you took it like a zillion other
that
times.
That was my most recent.
And you got an
taken
alchemy.
It in 2 years. That was one of my first.
Okay, so next question. Did you click your
no,
name?
Wait, which one am I?
I don't
choose
know.
Choose for me, Sam. Which one do you think I am?
I clicked wolf, so don't click wolf.
I'll be a fox.
That's also cool. That was my second choice. So next question. You stick your hand in the bag, you pull out a flower press necklace, golden snitch, keychain with book charms, potion with black and silver liquid, jar of hair gel, Slytherin tie, stuffed animal dog, glow-in-the-dark necklace, flower press necklace.
Golden snitch?
Also true.
Like, even though that's clearly James Potter, and I honestly don't really have the preference in this. Don't
but
give
what
me
about
Peter Pettigrew,
potions?
Please.
Potions with a black and silver liquid?
I'm getting a snitch.
You snitch. I'm kidding. I'm gonna go for the potion.
Favorite gemstone is next. Sparkly diamonds, sleek black onyx, emeralds like Slytherin, sapphires, red rubies, pearls, or amethyst. I'm going
they
to
don't
onyx.
Have my birth. They don't have my birthstone.
You're a sapphire.
So. Yeah, they don't have. Oh, they do! Okay, I'm picking sapphire.
I'm going black onyx.
Quidditch.
Hardest hitting beater.
I'm the best commentator.
Fastest seeker.
Chaser who gets the most points in.
The keeper that every team wants.
I am a spectator.
I'm a beater.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a
beater. No!
No!
I got serious.
I wanted serious, but I got Lupin. Also, that's definitely not Lupin. Bro, where'd they get this picture?
These are some fan casts.
Yeah, here. This is definitely not Lupin, dude. I love Lupin, but I want him to be with Tonks, dude.
I got that's serious. That's nice.
Which Weasley
twin? Oh, wait, look. Scroll up. Scroll down a bit. See what your answers were. Your next one were the girl everyone is after.
What?
Your second for your most,
The girl everyone is after?
Mine ranked.
I don't get it.
Sirius Black.
Who's James the girl Potter, everyone is after?
Remus Lupin, the girl everyone is after, Severus Snape, Regulus Black, and Lucius Malfoy. Was that
I got Remus Lupin, the girl everyone is after, Sirius Black, Snape, Regulus. Oh, I wanted Regulus.
James Potter was a close second for me.
No, I love Regulus. James Potter and Lucius Malfoy.
How is he in the Marauders?
He's not.
Okay. Oh, it's Marauders. Oh, and then
there's... Okay, but there's... Anyways, that was a great episode. I had a lot of fun. I love doing these quizzes. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
If you want you can us
always,
to.
Yeah, you can always send us quizzes that you'd like us to take. Or if you make quizzes, definitely send them to us. That's so cool.
This one went from School for Good and Evil to Harry Potter. We can do a Harry Potter bonus episode.
We've been saying we will. We really do need to.
We just talk about it way too much. We have to get our Harry Potter energy off in one bonus episode so we can focus on School for Good and Evil. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed. I hope that was fun to listen to. Like Sam said, send us anything you want us to take. I mean, not anything, but you know, at sgewithsng@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Gail.
I'm Sam.
And this has been SGE with SNG. Bye.